Okay, I'm Owen and I'm here with Finn, and we're talking to Ryan Tuberty. We're from the youth media team and we're at Failcha.
What brings you to Failcha today?
Well, I was asked to come and address maybe the guts of 900 teachers, and I'm a fan of teachers because I had loads of them when I was young. Yeah. And I come from a family that has a lot of teaching in its background, and I think that teachers are among the most important people in society. So when I was asked to do this, it was very easy for me to say yes.
Okay, Ryan, did you enjoy school? Like, were you a good student?
Yeah, no, I was. That's two very different questions. I enjoyed school, but I was a poor student. I wasn't a bad student. I was attentive, but I was a kind of a C student with the occasional B if I was lucky. I loved school because I got involved. Yeah. I wasn't the best or the brightest in the class by any means, but I enjoyed the company of the lads in the class. I enjoyed the extracurricular activities. I wasn't just about the classroom itself. I wasn't sporty, as you can imagine. But I did love things like transition year and working in charities and working in school magazines and things like that. Always found very quite exciting. So I got involved. I was into it. But I wasn't the best in the class.
Have you any opinions on the education system in the country at the moment?
Yeah, I think the system is quite good. I think that, I would worry sometimes. I studied history and the classics in college, and I wish I didn't have to study so many subjects in school for the Leaving Cert, because I would prefer to have been really good at four subjects than all right at six.
Yeah.
And if they could change things, that's what I would change. That if you're brilliant at English and history, and you can't really speak French and you're no good at geography, I'd love to just focus a bit on what I'm good at. So I'd love if they did that.
Yeah.
But I'll wait till I'm Minister for Education before that happens. And then I'll ram it through.
In our school, we've introduced iPads. So how do you think we can balance the established ways of teaching and learning with these new technologies?
Well, iPads are fine. They're okay. As an educational tool, because I'm so out of the loop, I don't know how you'd use them. How you'd use them in school?
Yeah.
In fact, I find that almost alien, the concept. But that's because I'm old. Having said that, if that's the way, if they work and they make teaching easier and they make students more tuned in, good. But I think that the life of the modern Irish teenager is too screen based, and they call them screenagers, and I think that's a good word, because if it's not a phone, it's an iPad. If it's not an iPad, it's a laptop. If it's not a laptop, it's television. If it's not television, it's something else. And I'm just a bit against that. I think there's nothing like a pen and a page and a chalk and a blackboard. But I also think that I was born in the wrong era, so don't take anything I say seriously.
If half the books I read on Kindle, does that make me less of a reader?
No, I believe that if you're reading the back of a cereal packet, you're a reader, and that's good enough for me, once you're reading.
Yeah.
What kills me is Minecraft and too much of it.
Yeah.
I think you need to read and then play the game on the Xbox, whatever it is. Mm. But I think there's too much of a focus on playing games and acting the maggot, and less on. So if you have to read Kindle, fine. I hate Kindle. I think it's the biggest waste of time. I got it, I read one book, and I gave it away to a listener on my radio show.
Yeah.
Because when I'm reading my book, the battery's never going to run out.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about the size of the font. It's my book. And I love a book. I love the smell of a book. I love turning pages. And I like seeing it on a bookshelf. And you can do none of those things with Kindle. So you can shove your Kindle. Getting aggressive now about Kindles. You're just in time, girls and boy.
Do you have any tips for teachers?
Be nicer. No, that's a joke. That is a joke. No, I think teachers, not really. What I would say for teachers is communication is key, and a bit of humour is also good. And think outside the classroom. I think my favourite teachers are the ones who didn't go by rote. They were the ones who said, have you seen this? And they plucked something from a different shelf, and they go to a different area, and they say, you know, come to a museum. And the teachers who went outside the strictures of the curriculum. So the teacher with the imagination is the teacher who catches the imagination, and the teacher that will breed imagination. They're the good teachers.
This is just a new thing we're trying out today.
What songs
bring you back to your school memories?
Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney singing Ebony and Ivory. It's an appalling song, and I loved it. The Flying Pickets singing Only You. Billy Joel singing Uptown Girl. They're the awful thing. I was an 80s boy, and the 80s were cruel to children. So you'll have a listen back to some of those songs and say, that poor man, what a childhood.
We've been the Youth Media team. Thanks very much for time.
Hey, listen, good luck with the Youth Media team. I think what you're doing is really, really good. And I hope you all do really well, and that anyone who's had to listen to this doesn't need some psychiatric care after. How's that?
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah,